Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. We are celebrating the life and faith of Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, the year 430. Oh, what a heritage we have. Our scripture readings and prayers. We'll help celebrate him today and his faith. Give a prayer request. Go to benmoremusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. We're excited to have a guest reader today. Kristen Parker will be leading our prayer of confession. If you would like to be a guest reader, go to benmoremusic.com/readers. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, by his blood we have come, we have come to Mount Zion, city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, by his blood we have come. Thousands of angels dance around his throne. Thousands more sing out new songs. Elders throw their crowns down. And all of heaven sings out, worthy is the one, the Lamb who has overcome, resurrection love has raised us up. Worthy is the one, the Lamb who is overcome. He has conquered death, and I will follow him.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Oh, 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 oh. Thank you. have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, by his blood we've come.
Lord, today we want to pray for believers in the country of Pakistan. The violence continues against them, burning churches, burning the homes of believers, burning scripture. Oh Lord, we pray for peace, God. Help them endure, help us to support them in whatever way we can. Show us, God. Show us, Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, may the violence stop in the name of Jesus. We join together, pray for our brothers and sisters in Pakistan. Thank you, Lord.
Worthy is the one, the Lamb who is old. Resurrection love has raised us up again. Worthy is the one, the Lamb who has overcome. He has conquered death, I will follow him.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. We give it to you. Thank you for waking us up, God, to another day of following you, of living in communion with you, of walking with you in your way, your truth, and your life. Wake us up to you, Holy Spirit. To all that you are doing around us, to your delight and your wonder and your graces. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the church calendar today, we are celebrating the life of Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, the year 430. Our psalm is Psalm 87. He has founded his city on the holy mountain. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are said of you, city of God. I will record Rahab and Babylon among those who acknowledge me. Philistia too, and Tyre along with Cush, and will say, this one was born in Zion. Indeed of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. As they make music, they will sing, all my fountains are in you.
All our fountains are in you, Lord. All my fountains are in you. All my fountains are in you, Lord. All my fountains are in you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, 22 through 24, and 28 through 29. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire.
Thousands upon thousands of angels. Thousands upon thousands of angels. God, thanks be to God, the word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
We are celebrating the life and faith of Augustine, Bishop of Hippo, the year 430. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Lord God, the light of the minds that know you, the life of the souls that love you, and the strength of the hearts that serve you, help us, following the example of your servant Augustine of Hippo, so to know you that we may truly love you, and so to love you that we may fully serve you, whom to serve is perfect freedom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Use this time to pray for the needs that you know of. We join together. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before the Lord. He cares for you.
so. May it be so.
Let's pray for our families now. Immediate families, extended families, whatever it means in your life today. Pray for those whom the Lord has placed you. Co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, your enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength today. Thank you for praying with me. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, 501c3 nonprofit organization. Thank you for your support. You can give monthly, you can give one time. Find out more at benwardmusic.com/donate.